When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you guessed it, our expert just might happen to be an expert on downtown Pensacola. Adrienne Walker is here with the City of Pensacola. You've got quite the title, Strategic Initiatives Project Officer.
Yes, whew. It is quite a mouthful.
Wow. If the job itself is as half as busy as the title, I'm worried for you. It sounds like a lot.
I stay busy. We'll
it
say that.
Sounds like it. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show because I was actually downtown, saw the opera over the weekend, and I was really worried about finding a parking spot with the construction and stuff. And I got down there so early, and I found a spot right away. It was free.
Hey, that's the most important point.
It was free. And I was able to literally, I was worried about, am I going to be able to get from one side of Palo? There were walkways through, and it's great. I mean, it really was great. And so it did not affect our evening at all. So tell us, what is happening with the new Palo Fox project? Because that is one of the projects you're in charge of, correct?
It is. So I am managing the kind of public-facing portion of this project. We have an amazing team in public works and engineering who is kind of behind the scenes, you know, managing all of the construction aspects. But I'm happy to hear that feedback that you had a great experience.
I did. I'm just letting people know. It wasn't like I really was all, oh my God, it's going to be true. It wasn't.
Yeah. And I think some people are going to have that worry. And then when you come downtown and you realize that, you know, we've done everything we can do to thoughtfully prepare for this project and to make a good experience for our patrons and our visitors. So as many people know, Palo Fox is under construction and the road is closed from Garden Street all the way to Main Street. We have a construction fence up with some really nicely designed banners. They have wayfinding at every intersection, so everybody knows if they're going to their favorite restaurant or shop, they can easily navigate. As you said, we do have some strategic crosswalk access, which was very important. That was feedback we received from the community as we led up to this. We want to make sure people could still cross over.
No, it made a difference because that was my thought. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong side. And then it was right there. The crosswalk was right there.
Yeah. And it's been a work in progress. We are rounding out week 4 of construction.
Already?
Yeah. And sometimes it feels like it started just yesterday. And sometimes it's like, okay, we're a month in and we've made tremendous progress. And I will say, you know, the construction crew, city staff, and our community, too, we're asking that everybody be nimble and be right. able to adapt, because even those crosswalks, sometimes they do have to temporarily close because ECUA is coming through excavating to put in the water line or the water main. So from a safety aspect, we do have to adjust as needed. But we've been really happy with progress. We're on schedule. Mm-hmm. Most important thing, on schedule for that incentivized completion date of May 24th.
Wow, that's going to be upon us sooner than you know. I mean, it seemed like a long time, but now next week is February.
Absolutely. So we're making tremendous progress. Mm-hmm. And we're really thankful to have some great resources that the city has put behind this project. We have an entire team of people. We've got a project manager there all the time. We have 24-hour inspectors who are there inspecting the work. We also have a public engagement coordinator.
Oh,
her name is Marcy, and her job is to be boots on the ground on Palo Fox every day, talking with business owners, with visitors to the street, making sure people know what's going on, where they can cross, or taking in any feedback. And we've made a lot of adjustments in 4 weeks. Some of them are a little more challenging. Some are fairly easy. Even the signage, you know, we learned out the gate that there were some ways that we can improve on signage. So now even our digital reader boards that you see for kind of the road construction are one of our public works and engineering staff members did a tremendous job yesterday. His name is Robert Slayton. He literally figured out how to program one of these reader boards so that it could say shops and sidewalks open.
There you go.
So everyone's putting 100% towards making this a success.
Well, it's definitely a huge project, very ambitious. Can you tell us a little bit, because I was sharing with her before we got on the air that it kind of all of a sudden was happening. And I know that this has been a long time coming, something that's been talked about for years. Can you give us a little history on how this all came about?
Sure. So it has been a long time coming, and really the impetus for this was, if everybody remembers several years ago now, when FPNL, formerly Gulf Power, mm-hmm. were coming through and upgrading the utility grid.
Right,
I remember that. Yeah, they had to excavate all up and down Palafox. It was a major undertaking, and that was a lot of overnight work, a lot of things done in darkness. So what was left was all of these utility cuts in the road. And so we knew eventually we were going to need to do something to remedy those or improve the roadway. And so the city took the stance that this is an opportunity to really address some of the infrastructure upgrades that were needed. FPNL did provide limited funds to take care of those utility cuts, but this was really an opportunity to address stormwater and ADA. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to maximize this opportunity. So at the core, this is really an infrastructure upgrade project. We're getting all new stormwater piping.
Wow.
With an increase in capacity, which I think is really important for Palafox. We're also...
Because we have been victim of flooding during some of our big storms. I know that.
So as we always say, this will not completely solve Pensacola's, you know, flooding challenges, but it will greatly contribute to a capacity to hold rainwater. We're also getting all new water line through ECUA, as well as water main upgrades and replacements. So that's what you're seeing right now. There's a lot of earth moving and a lot of dirt to be seen if you go down to the project area, which we encourage people to, you know, still come down. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So really, we're really accomplishing some major infrastructure improvements.
That's important.
The byproduct is a nice new streetscape. And we will have a nice resurfaced roadway with some pavers. We've also added in a lot of ADA enhancements.
That was my next thing I was going to say. And the big difference will be that it'll be ADA compliant.
Absolutely. Because now there are some really problematic areas on Palafox.
Right. And to clarify for someone, we have so many acronyms in the world, but it's the American Disabilities Act for those folks that are in wheelchairs or have disabilities that might limit their accessibility. So this way now they'll have access to more of our stores and businesses and places like the Sanger.
Absolutely. So we'll be widening the sidewalk for, you know, increased accessibility. We'll have new compliant curbs. Again, handicap parking will be factored in. I know a lot of people are under the misconception that we're losing all of our parking, and we are not. There will still be parking spaces on Palafox, including handicap as well as loading zones. So it will be a beautiful aesthetic improvement when we're done, but there's so much more to it that we're seeing right now happening. So we're really excited to see the final product and really continue to activate our downtown core.
So right now we're closed from Garden to...
To Main Street.
To Main Street. So then what is next? When that project finishes in May, does it then continue on?
So right now we're in the Palafox portion with that incentivized completion date of May 24th that we are on schedule to meet. After that, Palafox will reopen, and then the crews will focus on Romana and Intendencia, both east and west, and then that'll be kind of done together, and then they'll move south and do Government and Zaragoza. That's a far more limited footprint and less kind of the infrastructure that we're seeing right now, so it'll move fairly quickly and probably less impact than what we're seeing with, you know, the major core.
Sure, that makes sense. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Adrienne Walker. She is with the City of Pensacola Strategic Initiatives Project Officer. What a title. She is going to be here telling us all about the project downtown. If you've got some questions or a comment, please text them in this morning. That's what this is all about. It's the expert panel, and she is our expert. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert this morning is Adrienne Walker with the City of Pensacola. She's the Strategic Initiative Project Officer, and that means she is basically one of the head honchos involved with the downtown New Palafox project. So we are getting a question or two from our listeners, Adrienne. So this question is from one of our listeners. Is there a way for volunteers to help our Palafox merchants other than by coming and spending money? What are some things we can do to support the merchants?
So that is such an important part of this project, is trying to encourage people to support our local businesses. We've got some great events that will be coming up. We've got a few happening now. We've got the Tuesday night Second Lines.
That is the coolest thing. I saw them coming down the street with their parasols and Mardi Gras and chanting. And, oh, it was great.
Yeah, so Pensacola Mardi Gras is doing that tremendous effort to really activate the downtown, even during construction, and encouraging people to stop into their favorite businesses. I know there's a spring shop hop that is being planned, maybe a little warmer. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer in April. We also have gallery night that shifted off of Palafox for obvious reasons, and now they're focused more on Jefferson Street. So that's a way to really bolster some of the attendance over on Jefferson. There's a lot of shops over there. I went to a great meeting yesterday with all of those business owners. We want to make sure we're, you know, plugging them in too. So there's a lot of great opportunities to come down. And we've had so many observers that just want to see the construction. Lots of children.
Oh, it's neat, really.
Which it's a transformation to be seen. And that's what we want to encourage people to come down and see.
And one of the things you said, which I think is kind of clever, you can also order to go.
Absolutely.
So and delivery and things like that, just to support the bottom line for some of these restaurants.
Absolutely. A lot of the restaurants you can order to go. And a lot of the stores too have online shopping capabilities, and you can place your order and then just go and grab and pick it up. So we're trying to encourage all modes of, you know, support to them during this time.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I had a chance, as I said, I mentioned earlier that I did go downtown last weekend to see the opera and was a little concerned about parking and everything and got there way early and didn't need to. And I can share that with you to say there's plenty of parking. And that was one of my big concerns, and very convenient. And the walkways were convenient as well. And I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, the city has 412 free on-site or on-street designated parking spaces. Mm-hmm. So even if you're your first pass, you might not find one immediately. Do another loop, and you're most likely to find one. And I know we've had some feedback, too, about got all these different construction crews and a lot of trucks and a lot of movement. And we are being very diligent about making sure that those construction trucks are not parked in those free city spaces. And it's a constant battle. And, you know, we're all just trying to work together and make sure that we're accommodating our visitors as much as we are the construction crew.
So in talking to some of the merchants, how are they doing so far? Have you gotten any feedback?
Yeah, we've had a tremendous amount of feedback. Like I said, we have Marcy, who's there every day talking with the business owners, checking in on them. It's generally positive. Like I said, there's been a lot of people coming downtown to not only see the construction, but also just coming down like they normally would. So we want to keep that momentum, and that's why we are encouraging everybody through some of our marketing efforts. Even as you drive around town starting Monday, you might see a few digital billboards. Great partnership with Lamar to make sure we're reinforcing that these businesses are open, sidewalks are open, and we want people to come down and visit.
Okay. So what have we not talked about in terms of some of the projects that you're involved with? Is this the main one on your plate right now, or are there some other things that you're working on as well?
This is the main one on my plate. I do have some...
I say that loosely. Oh, and this is just the main one.
Right, yeah.
This little project that you're doing.
This little project is sort of the big one that's taking up a lot of time, but obviously for a very good reason. I've got some awareness about other things and trying to help push things over the finish line or make sure to message things. So I definitely stay busy between Palafox and some of the other projects we have going on.
Okay. There's no doubt about it. How long have you been doing this? How did you get into this position?
So interestingly, I have an archaeology and a historic preservation background.
Wow.
So I am a professional archaeologist and have been for a long time, and started with the city as the historic preservation planner in the planning department, but was tasked by administration with a couple more visible projects that were more citywide. And so I think that was my springboard to now help with the larger strategic initiatives at the city.
Well, this is so interesting because as you said that, a text came in and they said, have they found anything yet? I'm assuming archaeologically, as they're digging in, are they discovering things or any old thing? Because Palafox Street's been around for long time.
It certainly has. So we do have professional archaeologists on site.
You do?
We do.
That makes me feel better because I've thought about that.
That was an important part, something I obviously advocated for.
Yeah,
But the city has an archaeological policy that we do follow.
I didn't know that. That makes me feel better because I thought they're digging it up. Are they paying attention to
what they're
finding?
The University of West Florida Archaeology Institute is there, and they are, you know, what we call monitoring the construction, looking out for anything significant or important. So we do have a team of people, and nothing nothing significant
so far.
So, I mean, and sometimes that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything too surprising.
Right.
But Pensacola and Palafox are incredibly old, long history. So it wouldn't be surprising if we found some interesting artifacts along the way.
Well, the history of the neighborhood of that street goes way back. Do you have any idea, as an archaeologist, have you looked into some of the history of it?
Yeah. So Palafox is sort of that main north-south corridor that has been in existence since, you know, Pensacola was settled, if you will, and the downtown started being developed. So it used to be George Street during the British period.
Really?
And then was renamed.
After King George?
Mm-hmm. And then it was, yeah, because, you know, we had multiple occupations.
Right.
And the Spanish and the British kind of traded Pensacola back and forth here and there. So it was originally George Street and then was changed to Palafox.
Do we know where, where Palafox comes from, that name?
I think it is.
I'm putting her on the spot. She had no idea.
I know this one. I'm pretty sure Palafox originates from a Spanish person that had Palafox associated with their name.
I see.
If I remember that correctly.
Okay.
I can tell you that the UWF experts would certainly know the answer to that. We're happy to have, you know, those archaeologists there too, because it's an interesting part of the project.
No
as well.
Doubt. We're talking with Allison Walker. She is the City of Pensacola's Strategic Initiatives Project Officer, working on the new Palafox project. We're going to have a couple more minutes with her coming back right after the break. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Adrian Walker about the new Palafox Street downtown project that's in the middle of it right now, already a month into it. So I'm curious, because you have that archaeological background and you're heading up this project. Tell me, what's your favorite part of this whole thing?
Well, I had to play archaeologist for about 2 weeks when the project first kicked off while we worked through the contract with UWF. So that was definitely fun. Mm-hmm. But I would say my favorite part hasn't happened yet. I can't wait to see the final product. It's rewarding to take something from start to finish,
mm-hmm.
and see the, you know, the fruits of our labor and all of the hard work and really supporting everybody and the businesses through this. So I can't wait to see the final product.
So are we going to have a ceremony and ribbon cutting and that kind of thing towards the end? I mean, I say that knowing they must be.
Absolutely. There will definitely
a
be a grand celebration reopening for sure.
Good, good, good. So in theory, fingers crossed, May 24th-ish.
Correct.
When that's supposed to happen.
May 24th.
Okay. Now, if someone wanted to find out more about the project or ways that they could come down and see it, and just the information, maybe you see a rendering of what it's going to look like, where can I go to find out all the information?
We have a project website completely dedicated to this, so it's outside of the city's pages. It's thenewpalafox.com. There you can find out up-to-date information about the project, sort of the origin of it, the timeline that we are keeping up-to-date, and also be kind of recycling some of our social media content there and archiving it. We do have some social media content being put out there. We've got a weekly Palafox Pulse with our business owners.
Really?
Yeah, where they can go. We rotate between Mondays and Wednesdays, but they can come and talk about that weekly special or something going on.
Oh, now, where do I find that?
So those are posted on Facebook and Instagram.
And what is the title of the page?
So those will be the City of Pensacola's official channels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where we're putting everything. So we're trying to, you know, make sure we're, again, focusing on those business owners and driving business to them, but also sharing some project updates. And one of those should go out relatively soon to kind of tell everybody where we're at now at week 4.
Exciting. Gosh, it really is. Well, thank you for all your hard work. I know this must, I'm hoping you're getting some sleep.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, I thrive on this. I enjoy it.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Allison Walker came in with us this morning. She with the City of Pensacola. And again, what's that website to find out more?
Thenewpalafox.com.
Newpalafox.com. Thank you. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you coming in to
Thank
talk
you.
About this project. I can't wait to see it when it's completed.
Thanks for having me.